You notice the first action that Jesus takes as he goes into his public ministry is the calling of apostles. They play a crucial role, we realize, over the course of history, because it's out of those apostles that we begin the episcopacy, the leadership of the church. But from the very beginning, although others are attracted to Jesus, they see his actions, they get involved in his teachings, they're hearing as much as the apostles, there are those who are chosen especially, who, as Paul points out, are called to proclaim the gospel. I love the Corinthian problem. As the community is divided between the Apostle Paul and Apollos and Cephas, you know, I belong to this group, I belong to that group. And Paul's saying, you know, I was not called to baptize. I was called to proclaim the gospel. And as a result of the proclamation of the gospel, others will come. And who are they joining? They're joining Jesus Christ. They're not joining this club or that club, but we're all coming into a relationship with Jesus Christ. And Paul continues to talk about, he doesn't speak with human eloquence so that the gospel, so that the cross will not be diminished. Paul writes better, I suspect, than his speaking. He gets to Athens, and most people walk away from him, not interested in what he has to say. There's just a few. I don't think Peter or James or John were all that eloquent in their speaking. But called by Jesus Christ to give witness, and Paul lets us know, it's in that human weakness that the cross is the most dynamic. We tend to think, in the way I was raised, I need the best Christian witness is the most perfect person out there. Somebody who gets it all right most of the time. That's the Christian witness, because God wouldn't want to be embarrassed by my brokenness. God wouldn't want to be frustrated by my inability to be a perfect person. And all so often I'll hear the mighty struggles of people that promise they're going to do better next time, but they're being defeated by their sinfulness. And I often wonder when they're struggling with that if they don't really see themselves as people called to give witness to Jesus Christ. All of us are called in a different way as members of this community to give witness to Jesus Christ. It isn't just a matter of coming and receiving, but it really is a matter of going out and allowing people to encounter Jesus Christ. I think Paul's pointing this way, in your weakness, not in your strength. I think Paul's pointing to say we need to make reference to the cross. This is what's saving us, not ourselves. And if somebody catches us in our brokenness, instead of getting all defensive and somehow trying to hide that brokenness, maybe it's better to begin saying, and isn't it remarkable that Christ still loves me as I am? Because it's the truth. But it's also the same application we need to give to our brothers and sisters who offend us. Isn't it remarkable that Christ died on the cross for that person too? It's the beginning of the witness of our salvation when we begin speaking more to the cross than speaking about some sort of human perfection. I think Jesus was very particular in picking those four fishermen. My suspicion is they were not well schooled in Scripture. That wouldn't be where they would be spending their time. I suspect, as you know, I've gone fishing more than once, and you lose a nice fish, or you spend all day getting nothing, and every so often there's a little bit of language that gets uttered, you know, and I got a feeling Peter and Andrew and James and John kind of had that saltiness also. So Jesus isn't picking somebody who would get up in a synagogue and teach for the Saturday service. He's picking ordinary people who he gives an extraordinary call to in inviting them to give witness to him by telling of their experiences. But probably the most significant experiences we're going to hear, we hear it from Paul, I was killing Christ. I went to Damascus with permission to pick up Christians. And on the way down to Damascus, I was knocked down. And I heard a voice saying, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And I said, who are you? And he said, I'm Jesus Christ, the one you're killing. Paul will always go to that great brokenness, to his cross, and begin there to talk about how remarkable it is that God could touch somebody as dull as Paul was and call him to become a great apostle. Peter, he's got the denial of Jesus three times. And Peter's going to talk about that as he continues his ministry. This is the Lord who asked me three times, do you love me, Peter? And he told me to go tend his sheep. The starting point isn't, I went to church every Sunday, and in fact, I've been going to daily mass, and I say three rosaries a day, one in the morning, one at noon, and one at night, and, you know, I try to give a little bit more than a little extra when people ask for charity. Give me my gold star. That's usually pointing the arrow towards yourself and not towards Christ. Better, as you know, people who know you, to start from the starting point of, you know, yes, I did blow up at the kids today, probably 15 times. Could have been 25. I lost count. But ultimately, isn't it amazing that Jesus Christ loves me even though I'm not the perfect parent? Isn't it amazing that my husband and I have been having arguments throughout the day? And yet when I look at him, I know how loved he is by Christ. From our brokenness to the cross is probably the most powerful witness we can give to anybody. I think for the longest time, people thought that the church expected you to become perfect. Pope Francis has kind of been trying to cure us of that. He talks about the church as being a field hospital, greeting anybody and all coming into us to be loved as they are, not to be loved as we think they should be. And it's in that brokenness that they meet Christ in us, and we witness to Christ on the cross. And isn't that the heart of our Christian faith?